All right, confessions is 7, confessions 87 at wild941.com. It says, Dear Freak Show from Dallas. Let's see here. Where you got us in our ears. Let's see here. Dear Freak Show, I have a problem. Oh, let me make sure I catch up with this. You got it in our ears, Kyle. All right, it says, Dear Freak Show, I have a problem with my spouse drinking and anger all coming to a head. I listen to you guys all the time, and I really am stuck because I'm stuck with people being really shook with me, and I'm not used to it. Me and my spouse drink recreationally and always have since our dating. We've been married for 6 years in October. Anytime things are good, we usually have a bottle. We enjoy it. The last two times an argument got going, I got punched in the mouth.
Oh, oh my God.
I ain't gonna get into what it was about because it's never a point. It never should get to a point where you put your hands on me. First time drew blood, my mouth was bleeding. She apologized, so I let it slide. Then the next time I had a huge knot on my forehead and my mouth was leaking again and she went crazy. And it was basically based off of a throwback picture that I posted on my TBT for Instagram. I couldn't calm her down. So I called the police. Her brother and I are really, really close and were close before we got married. And now he's tripping because his take is who willingly calls the police these days when we're out here dying in these crazy numbers just on them showing up. You never know how bad it can go. His thing is you never call the police. You just handle it. But I'm just supposed to take that? I don't understand it. She slept it off, and I ended up not pressing charges, but I'm the odd man out, and I feel like it's within my right to protect myself. I mean, if I'm trying to build a family with this woman, I don't want to have this bad energy continue going on. I'm not pressing charges, as I said, but what was I supposed to do? Can y'all tell me what your advice is as a man that's getting punched? Dallas.
You run, get out, scrap the whole starting a family with this woman thing. This is a dangerous situation, bro. You can end up in jail. We all know that 9 out of 10 times it goes bad for the man. I also think that your friend, her brother's giving you real bad advice because ultimately they're going to look at you as the guy and you basically are going to have the onus to prove your innocence. I feel like the woman gets believed in these situations automatically.
Well, he said he was leaking, so she's got a good right hand, apparently. She's knocking him out. So him calling the police, like, I've always thought it was weird that you can't call the authorities. I mean, I get it in this day and age. Calling the police on somebody is a dangerous thing because you never know who's going to show up. So, and a lot of people are speaking to that, saying, you know, hey, don't call the police. Just like the Amy Cooper thing. Like, don't be calling the police just willy-nilly because you never know how bad it can go, hence the George Floyd thing. However, I always believe that law enforcement should be involved, especially if it's something that, like, if I'm at my house and somebody breaks in, I'm calling the police. I'm not going to just not call the cops. And if somebody is whooping my ass, I'm going to call the police, too.
Yeah.
I just think it's a stigma on dudes calling the police, and I think that's what the brother's speaking to. Like, man, you gonna call the police on my sister? Like, I believe that's where that comes from. But if she's out there laying them out like that, I mean, what are you supposed to do? What's your recourse to get some sort of protection? You know what I'm saying?
You got to break up with her, man. That's not a healthy relationship. Things like this escalate. It starts with her putting hands on you and leaving you leaking. Next thing
that
you know, she
starts with the drinking, though.
Well, I was gonna say. They're married. It's not like a breakup, a normal breakup. So maybe changing the drinking habits. If when you guys are sober, you guys aren't dealing with these issues, then maybe you guys have to look at the bottle that y'all are drinking and being like, okay, well, if we can't control our liquor, then we don't got to drink this liquor.
Yeah, like maybe we need to have some different rules here.
Yeah.
Like if every time it go left and it's alcohol involved, maybe she got an alcohol problem and then y'all can get it handled. Because, I mean, being married, you kind of got to make your way through the bad parts, too.
Yeah.
But with the family being so, you know, involved in it, it's I understand what they're saying, because I've had family members get mad. I've had family members where women have called police and people have understood. But if a man calls the police, oh, my God. You know,
I'd be filing for divorce before she picks something up, a knife, a gun, before this situation escalates. Man, you could really get hurt. Women are assaulting men, boyfriends, husbands. It's not okay, man.
Yeah, they out there doing Tybo and everything else, getting the muscles. You don't do that. All right, it's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We have a confession at 7 from Dallas, and it basically says that he and his wife have been together for 6 years. In October, they like to drink. Last two arguments they had ended up with him leaking and with a knot on his head. He called the police. They took her to jail. He's not pressing charges, but now the family's mad at him for telling. We got text coming in, 888-429-0941. It's a sensitive situation. We just see right here out of the 941 said you got to be kind of weak to call the law on your wife. You're supposed to be able to handle that. I ain't saying put your hands on her, but also putting her in the system is janky.
Wow. We have a text out the 813. It says, I have this same problem with my husband when we drink together. He's never laid hands on me, but he gets super mean. So I stopped drinking with him, and we don't have this problem anymore.
That's what Vanessa said. Like, shake the bottle. Like, the bottle is, I mean, the problem is not the bottle, but the bottle is like a spark, and sparks the anger and all this other stuff. So if you got, you know, putting your hands on people and the liquor is involved, then you got to pull back.
Someone said if roles were reversed, people would be out for blood for that guy. It's a shame that there's a stigma. The only advice is to get the hell out and of Dodge and leave her, period.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, Davi, when you said that, it's like people do push back, you know, against abuse. There's an old mantra that says if they put their hands on you once, they will do it again. And so most people, you know, like somebody hit me, I will think like you and be ready to get out, you know, because I'm like, yo, this is one of their triggers. It's one of their go tos. If you have that in your bag of tools, that means that bag is going to get opened at some point and you're going to try it again. He said it's happened twice. So, you know, if she doesn't get any help with it and with her anger issues, it's going to happen again. Any woman who tells me that somebody put their hands on them, I would immediately tell them, you know, it's going to happen again.
And also think about it. This isn't a situation where she just like slapped him or she got mad and she pushed him. She's drawn blood. Like, she has literally assaulted him numerous times. You have to, at a certain point, look out for yourself. There's people on the text saying, oh, Davi went too extreme, too fast. I disagree, man. This is something that could potentially have years of ramifications. I would be very reluctant to want to start a family with somebody that's assaulting me all the time.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, because you want to lean on them to be a partner in how you raise your kids, and you can't even come into, you know. We said this the other day on Therapy Thursday. You got to learn how to fight with somebody you love. Like, you got to learn what's possible. And if you're going to fight with somebody you really love, it shouldn't be coming to blows. We got more texts coming in, 888-429-0941. Calling the police is flaw. He loses for that. Also, somebody else says here, I'm a victim, and if she truly loves him, she wouldn't put her hands on him. That goes both ways. Imagine if kids are involved. He said he wanted to build a family, but they didn't mention any kids yet. So, of course, that's not a part of it yet.
We got a text out the 813. It says, what do men always tell women? Just leave. Simple as that, right? But seriously, not to be bitter, have a conversation with her and let her know that you're going to divorce her if she lays a hand on you one more time. I think it's that serious. I really do.
A lot of people are saying too in the text that therapy should come into play, that there might be some underlying issues there when she drinks, this built up animosity or something.
I mean, yeah, so giving somebody a chance to fix it, you know, I said that yesterday on the post. I'm like, you know, you got to give somebody the chance to correct their wrongs. And it's like, if she can go in there and talk to somebody and kind of get her anger in check, then you get your wife back. Like, you married her for a reason, Davi. Like, and it's really weird because, I mean, I know Davi and I know his mind, but I know your mind about marriage. Like, you know, it's like partnership is key to you. Marriage ain't key.
Right.
He's like, and yeah. So you're looking at it like, yo, I married you and you're going to be hitting me? I'm out. Like, you know what I'm saying? But people are like, you married him for a reason. You can get your wife back if you get him some therapy. And
yeah, you married him for a reason, but people change. I feel like the drinking becomes an excuse. It becomes a cop-out. Like somebody that cheats when they're drunk and it's like, oh, man, I didn't know I was drunk. But you're always doing it, you know? So you're doing it for a reason.
Yeah, that's true. What were you going to say, Vanessa?
Never mind. Yeah.
You lost that one. The coffee got sipped. Okay. I mean, this is a weird situation. Of course, you know, we take them seriously. What?
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I was going to say that you have to remember, too, that they've been married for 6 years and they were dating before and they've been drinking all this time together. This isn't something from the first time that they sipped alcohol that this has been an issue. So I do think that, like O said, that you can take steps, you could do therapy. There can be things that happen before, you know, the D word, divorce.
Yeah, I mean, for real. I mean, people jump on that real fast. But I think ridiculing a man for calling the cops is just kind of flaw. Yeah. Like, because, I mean, how is it that, you know, like men, especially because I guess they black. I want to assume it because the wording, the way they said it when they said, you know, you don't call police on willingly call police because we out here dying. When he said that part of it, I assume that they black folks, but I really think it's such a harsh thing to be able to carry all this and not have the recourse of calling police. Like, so I'm just supposed to take this? Like, do you know how hard it is out here?
Right.
And then you out here beating me and I can't call for no help. And if I defend myself, I'm going to jail. Yep. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think the family got to really look at her warts and not just jump on him, because ultimately it was her action that put her in there. You know, I don't think anybody should be calling police as a first option, but he said this happened twice.
Yeah.
And
he busted him up.
And they got a knot on my head. And I got everybody looking at me at work like, damn.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you know, another one.
Like, your girl hit you again.
Bro. I know. They always know it's your girl who does it too.
Your girl be tearing your ass up. No, that's crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.